Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
Now, you're welcome back. So I'm sure you saw Dundalk have secured a 13th League of Ireland title courtesy of a 1-1 draw with St Pat's last Friday night. Four of them, of course, have come under the stewardship of Stephen Kenny, who joins us now. Four in 5 years, Stephen. Big congrats. Well done.
Thanks very much, Joe. Thank you.
You don't get blasé about these things, I hope, at this stage?
No, absolutely not. I think, at the start of the season, we'd have been delighted to be in this position now. You know, it's not one that we couldn't have predicted that with four games to go, that we had the league title won. It was won in even the mid-season. It was one that looked like, ourselves and Cork were quite close and looked like it might go to the last game or so. So we're thrilled to win it now.
I presume, it's hard to pinpoint key moments over the course of a season. Certainly when it does feel like it's you against Cork, then the meetings against Cork are going to be fairly significant. And you won three out of four of them in the league. And that, Cork obviously in one-on-one games, even at the height of Dundalk dominance, were able to cause you trouble. So that certainly jumps out from afar as three big moments.
Yeah. I think, at the start of the season, maybe teams like Shamrock Rovers, look strong. Derry City, look strong. Waterford were coming up optimistic, a lot of changes. And Cork, of course, and St Pat's. So it was, it didn't look like it would be a two-horse race at the start of the season. It looked more an open race than usual, but certainly the head-to-heads of Cork were important. You can't get away from that. And I think winning three of them, and, I think obviously we started a little bit slowly because, there were a variety of reasons, but we were sort of still putting our squad together really at the start of the season. And I think we were late formulating it. And but as the season kicked on, I felt we got better. And winning 16 out of 70 and that run there, certainly 13 straight victories put some distance, between us and the rest.
That must really delight you as well, Stephen, because just the way you finished the season, you've really finished, I suppose, like a horse absolutely full of running. And then to have Patrick McElhinney back in the form that he was in, maybe it took him a few games, but I guess it's already hard not to be thinking of next season and the potential of this team with McElhinney and Duffy and so on.
Yeah, listen, Johnny, certainly the at the start of this, we lost Patrick McElhinney and David McMillan very late, really. We were still hopeful of keeping them really going into January, and we lost the two of them quite late. So there were big losses, really, because they were really our front two from last year. Patrick as the attacking midfield player, David as the main goal scorer. So certainly, the way Jamie McGrath, players like that, just still as a player under 21s, Jamie McGrath came in and played most of the season in that position. And obviously, the wingers, Michael Duffy, obviously kicked on really in a major way, and Dylan Connolly and some of the players, younger players, like Daniel Cleary came in his first season again. He's eligible to play for the under-21s at the moment. And also and Sean Horst. So for all of them, it was their first league title. And you feel that they're all going to get better. But you're right about Patrick McElhinney coming back then. Obviously, he wasn't in optimum condition when he came back because he'd been injured. But he really is something special, really, as a player, and he certainly enhances the team in a major way.
From that 2016 team, obviously, Darrell Horgan and Andy Boyle went on to play for Ireland. Would you make the point that now there are some players in the squad that are capable of at least getting a call up to the squad from this current Dundalk side?
Yeah, I think from that team, obviously, Andy, I think Gary Rogers was in the squad for a while, and Andy and Darrell went on to be capped. And Richie Towell obviously was in this week's squad, although the larger squad obviously hasn't made the reduced squad. But certainly we have flyers. Obviously, Martin, it's been reported, it's been well written at this stage, that Martin has been in touch with Michael Duffy in relation to switching his allegiance. So obviously there are players on the radar. Patrick McElhinney and Patrick Hoban and players like that are all good, attacking players of note. So certainly, there's players that could make the step up.
This season for you, was a big one off the field as well. You've lived up in Donegal, very close to Derry, for a number of years now, and you made the move back down to Dundalk. You've got teenagers in school, I understand, exam years, all that kind of stuff going on. It was a big move and one that you made. Tell us about that. Why you felt that had to be done? Was that pressure from the club? Was it something you thought had to be done? And about the move itself?
No, there's certainly no pressure from the club. Nobody would ever interfere in your life in that regard. You know, we only really have nothing but support from everyone at the club, really. I'm just very fortunate. I've had a very supportive family, and they've been brilliant to me, really, in that period and over throughout my career. And I think so it's been a big move. You know, it's not always been like my eldest daughter. Niamh, sure, she would have had four school changes or different jurisdictions between Northern Ireland, Scotland, Dublin, Donegal, you know. So certainly, obviously we had several school changes this year coming to Dundalk, but it's not something that you do lightly. It's not something that you plan for in life, you know. It's something that I just felt this season. Obviously Cork had won the league last season, and we needed to create an environment, and we had improved our own environment here at Dundalk, and we're in a situation where, you know, with especially with over 50 games this year, that they in 30 odd weeks, that days off would be very minimal, and be in a situation where, you know, I need to be here every day all the time, and not that I wasn't, but previously, but certainly you just we needed to step it up a level again, and in terms of how we were going to train and so forth. So certainly, that was some of the deciding factors.
I think what maybe you deserve credit for as a club as well is after 2016, when all that European money come in, there was, I felt anyway, there was a worry that how are you going to manage wages here, because you've so much money relative to other clubs in the league. And I think you can already see now in maybe recent months, certain other clubs are perhaps bidding for your players and offering decent wages to, you know, I suppose to ratchet it up a bit. But you seem to have managed that well, and the squad don't seem to have... They seem to believe in the collective, despite the fact that they know that there is obviously more money at Dundalk than other clubs.
It's not something we discuss a lot. You know, I think really, like, we at Dundalk over the last four seasons, like, all our players haven't gone and picked the best players from the top clubs. We haven't signed anyone from Cork City or anyone from Shamrock Rovers over the last few seasons. You know, we've signed players, you know, like Patrick Hoban and John Mountier from Mare View, and a couple of players from Bray Wanderers, obviously Benson and Georgie Kelly from UCD, obviously Jamie McGrath and Sean Horkham from St Pat's. But we've had players, obviously, Patrick McElhenney and Dean Jarvis came from Derry, but certainly, you know, we've signed players that are comfortable in the environment, good technical players, players that want to get better, players that have a desire to improve, and who are ambitious and want to make their mark in Europe. And I think it's served as well, but it doesn't mean that we can't improve again. We're not complacent at all, or there is a humility in the group. We know that every day we come in, we have to work harder to get better. And I think there is a desire, like, you know, I think to improve. What hinders us probably is obviously losing players has been an issue over the last few years, but hopefully that's not so much an issue this year, and that we can try and get better. But that doesn't guarantee anything. It doesn't mean that, and we know that because we didn't win the league last season. You know, we understand that, and Cork won last season. So you don't you have the divine right to win nothing. You know, it's a long season. You can't predict anything. And I've heard, you know, over the years, you often hear teams winning the league and saying they're going on to dominate and so forth, the opportunity to dominate and so forth, and it doesn't always happen, it rarely happens. So I think it's not an easy thing to do, and I think you have to, we've got to sort of raise the technical standard again. I think, you know, we've got to raise the technical standard. I think we want our players to improve and to flourish, And, you know, players like Michael Duffy, who signed a new contract, gives everyone a boost because they think, right, you know, he's serious about wanting us to get better, and that's a good sign.
I suppose the obvious blip in the season was the game in Larnaca where you lost 4-0. How disappointing was that European exit in light of your achievements in recent seasons?
Yeah, because I've been involved nearly 50 games, like 46, I think, for the European games and in Champions League. And, I only ever lost one game 4-0. So in that period, and we played teams ranked a lot higher than Larnaca, obviously with Dundalk, no match. We never lost a match for more than a goal with Dundalk. You know, between you know, the teams that we played then in St. Petersburg and Bate Borisov and Tajik Split and all those teams that and Kabi Tel Aviv, that we've never lost a game by, we've beaten some of them, we've drawn with some of them, we've never lost a goal by. So that was, I think Larnaca, we drew nil all at home, which was a game we could have won. I felt, you know, out there we just made basic mistakes and found, you know, that were unforgivable really on the day, and got 3-0 down at half time and conceded the third goal, and obviously in injury time when we were chasing. So it is a poor defeat and we can't get away from that. I think probably for us, we beat Livadia Talent home and away this year, which gives us a coefficient of 7 next season. I think for us to qualify for the Europa League through, like, big clubs like Aberdeen and Hibernian and Hearts, and obviously Rangers did it this year, but you know, all those clubs like that, it's very hard to qualify for the Europa League through 4 rounds, through the Euro, for that way. And I think the best route for us is obviously through the Champions League. And the fact that we're in the first round next season and a coefficient is 7, we're seeded for the first time, that gives us a real chance because, mm-hmm. You know, thinking, obviously it's 4 rounds into the Champions League now and against obviously big clubs. But obviously the fact that if you lose, which never was the case, you know, when we lost to Rosenborg last year in the first round, we were out. But now obviously the new ruling that if you lose, you're back in the Europa, gives you a chance that didn't happen before, and the fact that we're seeded gives us an opportunity. So certainly from my point of view, we're started planning for trying to get into Europa League next season, and that from now, you know, that's what I'd be thinking. And certainly
not the Champions League, no.
Well, we wouldn't rule it out. We nearly did it in front of 33,000 in the Aviva against Lechia Warsaw, out in Warsaw, a minute to go, we were still in the game, looking for that. We were 1-0 up in Warsaw, trying to get that second goal. And, you know, I think we wouldn't rule it out, but we'll have to, you know, you have to beat 4 major European sides to get there now. So it can't be ruled out, but it is a big, you know, we'd be delighted to be in the Europa League, you know, to be honest with you. Yeah. Where we are, we're, you know, a club, a small town, 30-odd thousand people in the town, and you know, I think County Louth and certainly we're if we were in the Europa League, we'd be absolutely thrilled, and I think that, and so would everyone who loves football in Ireland, you know. So I think you know, that's the way we would be thinking at the moment.
Mm. I was looking at Malone, I just had a look at the figures, and it's incredible, really, at the rate at which money is changing in European football. So even a couple of years ago in that playoff round against Legia, 6.5 million was generally the amount on offer to reach that stage. If you were to get to the same stage again next year, that already has jumped up to 10 million. You know, it's quite incredible the difference when you consider, what is it, 100 grand for winning the league, the money on offer in Europe if you can make any bit of a dent. It's interesting you say there you'd like to see the technical standard improve somewhat. How does this current group compare, say, to the team a couple of years ago who we saw even bossing possession stats in European football?
Yeah, it compares favourably, you know, I would feel. And Patrick Michael, you know, some of the players that we mentioned, you know, like the younger players, even like Michael Duffy, Jamie McGrath, technically they're as good as anyone, you know.
Yeah.
And certainly, you know, it compares favourably, but you've still got to beat major clubs in Europe from major cities with serious stadiums and real infrastructure to progress. And you know, that's the reality. You've got to cause some big upsets. There's no point in saying that the expectation is that you would qualify, because that would be unrealistic or naive, you know. But I think with real belief and planning, we have to think that way, and we have a chance. You never know what the draw brings, but certainly that's why people like Michael Duffy are signing again, and Patrick McElhenney is signing, because they want that as well.
Yeah,
and they see that and they want to be part of that. And any of the players that played in those games, or those 12 games in that short period, you know, that's something that once you get a taste for that, they would love to have that again, and they want it every year. And that's what players are dedicating everything they have to try to be better, to try and get to that level. But at the start of the year, this year, we weren't at that level. You know, there's no getting away from that. You know, I think we lost some players. We were late assembling the squad, and we weren't. But as the season progressed, I think that the teams got better. Yeah, but we must be better again, I feel, you know. And obviously we've got a few league games left now, 3 games left, and we've got the FAI Cup final against Cork, which will be a real tough game. And, certainly, everyone at the club is thinking like that now, you know. We need people thinking like that, you know, because we don't need to sort of be... It was fantastic to win the league, and you have to enjoy those moments, but... You know, there's no doubt about that. It is special to win the league. And I think, especially for a club like Dundalk, that was 7 years, and up to recently, it was 7 years in the first division.
Yeah.
And couldn't get out of the first division. So certainly, but you can't, you don't want to bask in it. Like, you have to know that there is something out there that's greater than the matches you're playing in every week. There's great cities and stadiums and countries to discover, really, as you're when you go and qualify at that level, and you know, and captures the wider public and a new audience, really, and capture, you know, and inspires the players to get, when they're playing against teams of international players on a regular basis, that can only improve them.
Yeah. No, it's fantastic Dundalk are in that position. I guess a final question as the season comes to a close, if you were to park Dundalk for a second and look on as somebody who wants to see Irish football do as well as possible, what are your thoughts on the general state of the league? Where are we, 2018-19?
Well, I think there's been, there's a lot of good players, a lot of good young players. I think one of the issues has been, obviously, some of the best teams have been losing their best players. Which I know there's inevitability about that, but all of the teams will want to keep their better players for longer. That's for sure. And I think it's up to everyone to raise the standards. You know, it obviously has been a sort of an evolution now with introduction of under 14, 15, 17, and 19 leagues, and a lot of teams really focused on their academies and so forth, which is a new departure really. A lot of clubs, and I think there's a lot of areas to improve. Obviously, attendances are still nowhere near as good as they could be, and I think stadiums are by and large still, and our own at Dundalk, for example, you know, our stadium's nowhere near good enough. So I think these are things that hold us back, of course, you know. But I do think there's a lot of very talented young players in the league who more younger players have been blooded all the time by a lot of the clubs, and it's not perfect, you know. There's obviously been issues with clubs, well documented now at this stage this season,
difficulties
are disappointing, but these are I think that there is a determination from a lot of clubs to want to get better and to improve.
Just lastly, I think there's an article in one of the papers tomorrow kind of putting you forward as a future Ireland manager. Is that a realistic ambition for you?
Thanks for that question, Jilly.
That's to be the last one.
No, you know, I think, listen, I'd rather not be speaking about that, you know, because there is a manager in place, Martin O'Neill. And,
down the line?
Who have great respect for. In the future, of course, it's an ambition in the future, without a doubt, but... I think, you know, at the moment I've got to focus on what I'm doing and not not get sidetracked on that, or you know, I've got to focus on what I'm doing at Dundalk and try and make us better.
I think that's fair enough. Listen, 4 and 5, congratulations again. Thanks very much, Stephen.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.